Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh has kindly provided us with My Story Maker. It's a utility aimed at the younger end of the age range, I'd argue. What it allows you to do is to control current objects and have the text that forms the story automatically generated depending on the choices that you make. You don't need to register to use it, you can dive straight in and create your first book, and having made some choices from the initial options that you're offered, you're straight into the story writing environment. Your character will already be placed on the screen for you in the setting that you chose, and the story will be started. And not surprisingly, it starts once upon a time. And then, based on some of the actions that you ask the character to undertake, or any items that you add to the scene, or to the any scenery objects or different characters, you choose from a set of drop downs, and make the choices that you make influence the way that the text then develops. So if you choose, for example, to have your character fight, I'm sure some of the lads will do that, then the text will change to reflect that. The dialogue box within which the text is generated is editable though. So although the text might be quite bland, it might be sufficient for some of your students, but you might want to be encouraging them to develop the text a little bit further by adding adverbs and changing the order maybe, and that's all possible within that text box. You can gradually build up page by page, because as you click on a new page, each new page will contain the same contents as the previous one, so you don't have to start from scratch with each new page, although you can choose to do so should you wish. You clear the page with the click of a button. As you work through and story develops, you can click on preview at any time, and then you get a more book-like view of what's going on, so you can see how your book is beginning to look in, as it develops. When the story is completed, you simply click on end, and then it'll offer you the option to publish it. That doesn't mean publish it out to the world through the internet. You've got two output modes. Either if you've got a printer connected to the computer you're working on, you can just have it sent straight to the printer and it'll print it out in book format. Or you also offered a secret code. It's just a random series of letters. And if you paste that into the relevant box on the My Story Maker page, you can then download a PDF, and then you've got a copy that you can use. It stays there for about 3 months, I think it is, or a month, or something like that. This all seems as though it's particularly pertinent to use with young students, and that it